Hello, everybody, and welcome to our prospecting and recruiting call. My name is Lisa Grant, and I'm a field vice president with the company, and I've been with Market America for 17 years. So it's an honor and a privilege to have Elizabeth Weber and Gary Rogers with me today. Elizabeth is the top number one money earner, and Gary's a director that's been with the company for 18 years. So just giving you a little bit of my background, I have no college experience. I worked on a horse farm for 20 years, and then I worked for my family in a power equipment business for 17 years as a parts and service manager. So I've been married for 20 years now to my husband, Ed, with two boys, Michael and Steven, that are 13 and 16, and both of them want to become unfranchise owners. And this month I'll be published on the front cover of our Powerline magazine, so that's really exciting. Elizabeth, can you give us a little bit of background on what you did previously to Market America and why why you found this so radically different?
Mm-hmm. Well, Liz, you said I've been with MarketAmericaShop.com now for 21 years. When I looked at it back in 1992, I was very skeptical because I had tried so many different multi-level marketing companies over an 11-year period with little to no success. So I looked at this just to evaluate it for a friend. At the time, I was a legal secretary, always looking for ways to get ahead because I couldn't afford a traditional business. I didn't have the time. So I was always looking at multi-level marketing companies. What impressed me about MarketAmericaShop.com was that we are not a multi-level marketing company, but we took the positive components of that industry and have created a new industry. I love the vertical versus horizontal, where we all work together in teams, and just by helping people succeed, you automatically succeed. Very different from traditional business and multi-level marketing.
Gary, can you give us a little background on your experiences and how long you've been with the company, too?
Sure. As you said, Lise, I've been with the company now 18 years. By the way, congratulations on your cover story. That's fantastic. When Market America found me, I was struggling as a Gold's Gym franchise owner in a little town in Connecticut on Main Street. And I had done that for at least 15, 16 years. I worked my way up to that position, thinking that, you know, the ownership of a gym was going to be my dream come true, but it was really a nightmare because the business actually owned me. I was just there constantly, and despite my efforts, I just couldn't make a real livable income for me and my family. I have a wife, Stephanie, and two daughters, Rachel and Samantha. I just wanted the best for them, and I couldn't make it work. Being at the gym all the time and then still trying to create an income and be home for the family. It just didn't work out. So I didn't know what else to do. And when Market America found me, I have to admit it, I'd never seen anything like it. I had no basis for comparison in the industry or profession. It just gave me a glimmer of hope. The promise of making, you know, multiples of what I was earning, no limit on my income. No employees necessary, didn't have to be in a building, didn't have to have any specific hours. It just really appealed to me. Again, it looked too good to be true, but I had, for lack of a better idea, I had to give it a shot. And so I just followed along, and what I liked best about it was the proven system, the blueprint for success, and also the inherent incentives for the people who were already successful to really reach a hand down and always give me a path to run on. That was very, very, it was necessary and very helpful.
That's great. You know, now, we know now there's over 300 millionaires with the company and hundreds of families that are full-time with Market America. So I want to encourage everybody to visit www.unlimitedlifestyles.com. And there's a tab to the left called the MA Difference. Our president, J.R. Reitinger, will go over how we created a brand new business model that is revolutionary. So that's about 4 minutes long. And then you'll also see a video on horizontal versus vertical, which Elizabeth was just talking about. It's about 2 minutes long. So please be sure to look at both those videos. Now, I just want to say by expanding distribution, it's key to building a successful unfranchised business. You know, since this is what creates an asset, which will pay you residual income that could be willed to future generations. Many unfranchise owners that unfortunately have passed have willed this to their children. So if you're a serious unfranchise owner with the business, you want to follow what's called a UFO program. It's on franchise guidelines that could be located in your back office. And part of this quarterly requirement will be to sponsor two individuals per quarter, and that's eight people a year. So that's not a lot. Some will do this, some won't, but it's definitely not a mandatory requirement, but it's something to keep you on track. So I want Elizabeth to comment on that because I know she, you know, continuously makes this requirement. So
yeah, well, I do. You know, if you're serious and want to stay on track to make it a six-figure residual income in 2 to 3 years, there's no question that you have to follow the UFO requirements consistently, thereby expanding distribution. You know, I've been consistently following these guidelines during my Market America career. It's why I'm where I'm at, Lisa. And, you know, remember, we have a proven business plan. You just got to follow it. So you also should be, you know, duplicating this on your team so that everybody's following it.
That's great.
Yeah.
And I also just want to let everybody know up front that, you know, some people are natural networkers. Elizabeth is probably one of the best in the industry. And then some people are going to struggle a little bit with this part of the business. I myself, I've always found it easy to speak to people, especially when I believe in what I'm presenting, because I'm coming from my heart, and I happen to really believe in this model. So the great news is that, you know, this is a skill that can be learned and developed through our training system. You know, we offer some of the best training systems throughout the country, so we can teach you these skills. You can also receive an NP4 player when you register your business. And that contains hundreds of hours, you know, from successful professionals in the field. So I encourage you to listen to that. And on unlimitedlifestyles.com, there are many calls done by successful and franchise owners that you could just call into the call and listen. So I want to encourage you to listen to Matching Universities and Products to People. That's on our site. It's done by Sue Gallaud. Excellent call. Also, there's a call on how to use your shop.com portal for prospecting and bringing a new person through our business model by Carl Eklund. Two great, great calls. You may also want to go on www.meeton.com. There's many webinars there that are professional webinars, and you can, you know, obtain a lot of skills there for prospecting and recruiting. So because we just developed two lines of distribution when you start, you or your team may find a new partner that will excel at prospecting and recruiting. So if you're not the best at this task, someone on the team may turn out to be your master recruiter. I happen to be very good at recruiting. I know Elizabeth is. I know Gary's going to comment on this subject. But this is what I really love about our business is the teamwork. So everybody has their strengths and weaknesses. So, Elizabeth, do you want to comment on that?
Well, I love the fact that we all work in teams. But your goal should be to master all of the basic five, prospecting and recruiting being one of them. But I do love the teamwork because we can leverage each other's strengths and help each other with any weaknesses. So, you know, we all have the same goal. That's to become successful with that 2 to 3 year plan.
And Gary, can you comment on that too?
Sure. It's fantastic that you, for most people, they find out this is the first time they've ever really been on a team that's cooperative and not competitive. And you get paid on what the team does, not just what on you do. So if you're willing to understand that every skill in a business can be learned, even if you don't think you have that skill, you just get to be yourself. You find your own rhythm within your own personality. And then you surround yourself with the right people. And as you lead the people, you find that any limitation that you may think you have or may still have, bringing the right person to look at this business when they come on board, they could have something going for them that you don't feel you have going for yourself. And any perceived weakness can be totally overcome by assembling the right people around you. And that's really what gives us all strength and
right.
Makes this you know, the whole much greater than the sum of its parts.
That's excellent, Gary. Yeah. I mean, when you first start your business, you really want to refer to the Getting Started Guide or your career manual, and you've got to make a names list. This is crucial for your business. The list will increase as you grow up with our company, and you learn the skills for prospecting and recruiting. I just attended a seminar this weekend, and I actually wrote down 10 more names. And I looked to the person to the left of me and the person to the right of me, and they wrote down 20 or 30 more names. So it's important that you continue going to seminars and learning, because more names will come up as you grow. So I personally believe that I'm offering a gift, and I'm helping to grow this economy that we know that is really in some serious trouble right now. So I offer this to everybody that I think that I may want to work with. I mean, I happen to be very picky. And even in the beginning, I went to people that I wanted to work with because I have a choice here. So my job is just to expose the business. It's not to make the decision on whether this is a right fit for a person, for them or their families. So do you want to comment on that, Elizabeth?
Sure. You know, first of all, it's so true. You are unemployed without a names list. We expand distribution. And the way I look at this is you want to expose the business to as many people as possible. You don't want to prejudge. You know why? Because it may or may not be for that person, but everyone knows at least two people who are looking for something right now. So you want to get people to lead you to people. This isn't a business where you try to convince people to do the business. You're simply asking people to evaluate it because they may lead you to the right people.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, I remember my friend Russell. He came on board. He had looked at other companies with me, which were multi-level companies, and he said, Lisa, you're going to bust your tail for nothing. And my husband said the same thing. But when they both saw this business plan, they said, wow, I think you've got something here. And I said to Russell, well, I'm telling you right now, I'm building this with or without you.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what, Lisa? I'm going to partner with you because I don't want you to leave me behind. So,
yeah.
He partnered with me for that reason. And I'll tell you, I said to many of my friends that I wanted to work with or acquaintances, I am building this with or without you. And I have to say that people are looking to work with people who are committed. So,
right.
You know, it's very important to be committed. Gary, do you want to comment on that?
I think I want to echo what Elizabeth said. You know, the concept of 6 degrees of separation, you know, if by going through the process of exposing this to virtually everyone, then we can get to sit and look at it.
Yeah.
You're turning over every potential card, every potential stone, looking for a person that you would never have otherwise had in your life. So it's intellectually difficult, but it's vitally important that you do not clutter up the process of creating your names list. It's a names list of every person that you know, and
right.
it's difficult to do, but you must do it so that every name gets found there, and then as we develop an approach to get someone to look at it, it may certainly not, you may be right, it may not have been for them, but they may have seen something in it or seen something in you or know of somebody that they think would benefit. And
exactly.
And then without going through that process, you would miss out on, I certainly would have missed out on the very, very best people I've ever met in my life and some of my top performers. So you really have to be disciplined about that part. People lead the people, lead the people, and you really have to be serious about that.
Yeah.
That's so true, and we all know that we did not put somebody on our list, and then we've seen them at an event.
Yeah.
And they said, Lise, you should have told me about this. And I'm like, oh, how did I miss them? So don't
start
prejudge.
With the premise that, you start with the premise that everybody could benefit from participation with this amazing business. Everyone could.
Everyone.
And then it's up to them to decide if the timing is right or the fit for it is right,
right.
In for them in the moment.
That is
excellent.
So true. So, again, do not prejudge. And I want you to just forget you're a business owner with Market America and list everyone that needs an extra income, a retirement plan, wants to be more diversified, a college fund, wants better health or to lose weight, all right? And then, who doesn't need more tax advantages right now? If you're working as an employee, you're in the worst tax advantages, you're in the highest. So by being a business owner, you can lower your taxes. There's actually a great book out there called Lower Your Taxes Big Time by Sandy Bakken. I also read a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad and Cash Flow Quadrant by Robert Kiyosaki, and it really changed my thinking about leveraging the importance of being a real, true B business owner. So I want to encourage everybody to go to unlimitedlifestyles.com, and there's a tab called Principles of Wealth. What I'm doing with every new person is I'm making them listen to that tab, because on there is a cash flow quadrant tab by Robert Kiyosaki. There's about four tabs on there. There's a tax advantage tab. I actually showed that tab to my accountant when he was doing my taxes. He said, wow, you really have a lot of tax advantages in this type of business. So I'm letting everybody know that that's a great part and an advantage of us by becoming a business owner with Market America. So, Elizabeth, do you want to make a comment on that?
Well, you know, we are global now, so I love the fact that anywhere I travel, I'm prospecting and recruiting. So the tax advantages are great there, among all the other tax advantages.
Right, right. And, Gary, I know we talk about Robert Kiyosaki all the time and being a real B business, and I know you travel a lot. Do you want to make any comments?
Well, the comment I'd like to make is that virtually everyone, is, especially these days, is looking for some sort of legitimate tax relief. And they tend to be shocked when they learn how much of the money that goes out their door anyway, all day, and has been for the last 10 years, would have been deductible off their taxes had they had a Plan B business like ours in place. It really sometimes is shocking to them. So it's a benefit that we very often should lead with people that we may not think would benefit
right.
from the business. We make the improper assumption, and then also the education that comes along with Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant. You know, to reveal to someone very often for the first time they ever realize this, that they're never going to be able to get ahead because their single biggest limitation. In this economy is that they're trying to make all their money by themselves and just working harder, more hours, basically means that they're going to be trapped in the jail of their job or business forever, because once they stop, they can't make any more money. They have no leverage. They have no residuals. And Kiyosaki does a great job of revealing that truth to them in a way that doesn't make you the bad guy. They don't kill the messenger.
Right, right. So, you know, in fact, a great way to even introduce our company with less pressure is you could hold a wellness event, a skincare, a beauty 101 event, and then you can follow up with a home business presentation to show our business plan. Either way, you can do it whatever is more comfortable to you. These events are all duplicatable, but Elizabeth, do you want to just comment, because I know you started doing some of these events?
Yes, well, you know, I definitely agree that the wellness events, skincare and motives events are a great way of exposing people to the business, especially when people first get started. People love attending these types of events and parties, and people don't ask what it is. They don't think you're trying to recruit them, and there's little or no reluctance for them to attend. So they attend. And once they attend, believe me, they become customers because the products are so phenomenal, and they get interested in the business. So you're just exposing them, and then they take the next step and see the business plan. But either way, you can do it either way. It all depends on you.
That's definitely true. Gary, you want to comment on that?
People tend to come into the business for one of two reasons. They like the idea of the money and the time and those big benefits, and then they're curious to find out, okay, now what's the product like, you know? And then the other, informal survey of our field shows that about the other half needs to be comfortable and believing in a particular product or product line before they are even open to looking at the idea of
right.
it becoming a business
well,
for
so
them.
True.
So we just cast a much larger, wider net when we're regardless of how we came in. When remembering it's not about us, and we're putting it out there for everyone so that their entry point can be whatever suits them.
Excellent. And then if you go to unlimitedlifestyles.com, there are several calls there on how to hold these events and also several calls on our different kits that we offer. Some of them are 15 minutes, and you can just play those calls for interested parties or friends, neighbors that are interested in some of our product lines. So I just want to let you know that we're all following guides, simple guides, but in order to be successful, you have to continuously talk to people about the business and about our products on a daily basis. So we're saying you at least got to talk to three or more people a day about the business or our products. You need to make at least one appointment per day, and you have to continually add at least two names to your list on a daily basis. So prospecting Recruiting and sponsoring are really three different things here. They're separate stages that you'll want to go through to qualify an individual to see if you may want to partner with them and see if it's a fit for you and the team. So prospecting is the art of asking questions, and then you got to listen to the answers. So this is done by developing a relationship, making friends. I think Elizabeth is one of the best that I know at doing this. The word hi, Elizabeth, has made you more money. I know that.
Oh, yes, it has.
So, and I mean, you want to compliment people if it's warranted, if you have a conversation going. And once you have a friendly conversation going, you know, you want to start out with form, meaning you want to ask them about their family or their occupation, maybe, you know, what they're doing for a living. I'm not drilling them. I'm just in a relaxed manner. Asking them questions, collecting data. A lot of people do this in business. Do you want to comment on that, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, for anyone who knows my story, you know that I had to build this business with people I didn't know. You know, I had lost all of my credibility trying 9 different companies over an 11-year period, so the people that knew me and wouldn't listen to me. So I had to get out of my comfort zone and start meeting people when I got started. You know, I learned to have fun with the business by becoming a friend-making machine. So anyone that comes within 3 feet of me, I start a conversation with them. And, you know, the first thing I do is smile, Lisa. If they don't smile back next, I want to be in business with fun people, you know, that smile.
Right.
And then I use that two-letter word, hi. Then I use the immediate environment around me, or I compliment them to start a conversation. You know, things like, do you come here a lot? Are you from around here? Do you get your nails done here a lot? You know, or I love your makeup, or your outfit is amazing. There's always something you can compliment someone on. I just start a conversation and make a friend. I mean, it's as simple as that. I always use the 3 W's when talking with someone, you know, like, where are you from? It doesn't really matter where they're from because I'm expanding my business there. You know, what do you do? When they tell me what they do, I say, I bet you love it. Most times they're going to tell you how much they hate it or how, you know, hey, it just pays the bills. You can't help it if they brought up the business. Be ready because they're going to ask you what you do. And my answer to that is I teach people how to make a lot of money online. Then I shut up. 9 times out of 10, they ask me if I'll teach them how to make a lot of money online. The other one is, who do you know? I'm looking to expand a very successful internet business. Who do you know who's looking for additional income? 9 times out of 10, they say me. I'm looking for additional income. My attitude when I wake up in the morning is, you know, whose life am I going to change today? And I actually feel bad when I don't approach somebody. So make sure to always use probing dialogue to start a conversation, like, how's life treating you? How, you know, is Mary looking for colleges? How's the real estate business going? You know, if you talk to someone for a couple of minutes, they're going to tell you what's happening, how rotten things are, and how they wish things could be. You can't help it if they brought up the business. So it's just fun. So many people out there are looking for a better way, and you just got to become a friend-making machine and, you know, use that dialogue, use the 3 W's, ask questions. You can't help it if they brought up the business.
Oh, that's excellent. Gary, I want you to piggyback off of Elizabeth there.
Perfect. Yeah, Elizabeth, that is fantastic. I came into the business with no sales experience, no network marketing experience, nothing really that was instantly relatable. So I took and my personality is much more introverted and shy than Elizabeth's, I think.
Right.
So I took a very different approach, and virtually, really close to, I would say 90% of the business I've developed has been by leveraging relationships that I already had developed over my life. So, you know, people said that people, you know, will do business with others that they know, that they like, and they trust. Mm-hmm. And so I went to work on expanding all of my existing acquaintances and relationships and try to make them better relationships, and much in the same way. You know, very
right.
often we walk by people, we're not paying attention to what's really happening in their lives. So I went beyond the superficial and started asking people the kinds of questions that, you know, let them know that I was sincerely interested in them. And and what was happening in their world. And as Elizabeth said, it doesn't take long before they open up. And the assumptions you made that someone was doing great, you know, having a great life, they open up and you find out, you know, not so much. There was room for improvement in virtually everyone that I knew in every one of their lives. And so from there, my point was this: I am going to get them to see this business. And so in getting them to sit down and look at the business, at that point I would talk about who else they knew that might benefit from this, who else they knew that would be a good fit for this, regardless of whether or not it was for them. Always the phrase, this may or may not be for you.
Right,
and
right.
For the right person whose timing is correct. And with that, I've learned that it is virtually impossible to run out of people. And that, you know, don't kid yourself. Everybody wants what we have. Everybody wants
right.
the benefits this business
very
delivers.
True.
Hey,
yeah,
Lisa, I do want to add this, though. You know, mm-hmm. I built this business with people I didn't know. But believe me, when I started to succeed, the people that knew me and wanted to look at the business. So sometimes you need to succeed so that others will even, you know, look if you're anything like me.
That is so true. It took me 10 years to bring on my two best friends, and they're both very successful.
Exactly.
And also, too, sometimes I would attend a networking event, and then I would just make friends with people, and I would collect their business card and say, you know what, let me give you a call, and maybe we can network together and help each other, you know, help each other out with our businesses. So it's very simple. I know a lot of people do attend networking events.
Yeah.
But less is more. I just want to say, a lot of times I may just say that our company is shop.com. I don't say a lot. I make friends, like both of you do. And I give my two-minute commercial. I might tell them that I've been with this company for 17 years, and I love what I do because I'm able to stay home and raise my boys. And I call my own hours. So I'm independent, and I have freedom, and I have tax advantages. So be sure that you have your two-minute commercial on why you started this. So it just depends on the person you're speaking to. Again, go back to the call I referred you to customize your answer to what is it. Because if you're with the Nutrimetrics division and I'm talking to a healthcare professional at an event, I may say I customize wellness solutions for healthcare professionals, increasing revenue for the practice. Who do you know who, you know, I might be able to help? And so on and so on, like Motives, Web Centers, TLS, MA Capital. Know your identity. So you have to know your answer to what is it. You know, I'll always mention, even if I concentrate on the Nutrimetrics division, I will always say that we're in billion-dollar markets and we offer individuals different industries that they can work on, and I may name those industries. All right, so we're almost really at the end of our call. You know, I just want to say that it's got to roll off your tongue. These are things that you must practice, and you have, you know, many different options. I like these calls because you can listen to this call over and over and over again, and you can become fluid. You know, I've met people in the last couple of years. I met a girl that walked into my house. My husband's a jeweler, and she was going to get her ring adjusted, and she said, I have to lose weight. Well, now Ruth is part of my business. She's lost 60 pounds, and I just showed her the TLS program. Gladys, I met just a couple weeks ago. She rented a boat slip, and I told her about the company. She said, do you think that's something I can do? Chris found me on the internet, and within 2 years, he's a professional coordinator. So he was looking, he was found out about Market America somehow and called me. So these are examples. People, there's going to be so many ways to meet people. Just in wrapping up, you know, I want to make sure that every one of you use your senior partners to help you speak to people. I know that Elizabeth is a master of doing three-way calls. I am too. I like people to talk to people first, pre-qualify them, then I get their bio, and I'll do a 5 to 10 minute call with that person because I know that people listen to people they don't know rather than the people they do know. So, Elizabeth, do you want to comment on that?
Well, first of all, Lisa, I'm doing things a little bit different now. I love three-way calls because you don't want brand-new people, really. They don't know enough about the business. to be able to handle any objections or what have you. But what I'm doing when I get someone started these days is part of the process is meeting with them so that they can make their own calls with our assistance. We're right there with them. You know, we go over their answer to what is it and their top 10, and we coach them on what to say using the evaluation approach. We sit there with them while they're making the calls and booking the appointments. And again, coaching them on each and every call. We're there to help them realize that it is so easy to make these calls, and you don't have to know everything. You see, people are willing to help. So I train them to say something like, you know, I just got started, or I'm excited about this new internet company and could really use your help. I'd love for you to evaluate it for me. You may or may not be interested, but I value your opinion, and you may be able to help me out, or your help would mean a lot to me. That works. Because people are more willing to help. And that's how I was approached. I was asked to evaluate it. It works. So this empowers our new unfranchise owner. And now they won't be afraid to make calls. They're becoming independent distributors. And they will know what to say and not what to say when making the calls. The funny part is that most people will not ask you what it is. But my favorite answer to what is it is, I can't wait to show it to you.
I love it. And we all know now that we are conducting successful call workshops.
Yes, and that's a call workshop, but I do like a one-on-one call workshop, but I also do, you know, the larger call workshops.
Okay, so there is a call on unlimitedlifestyles.com called How to Conduct a Successful Call Workshop. So you can do it with a group of people or, like Elizabeth just said, with one person.
I Sarah, find
you
that.
Want to make any comment, and then this we're pretty much at the end of our call.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I just want everyone to have fun, talk to everyone, know that you're with the best company in the world that's changing the way people shop and make money. You know, we are creating a shopping annuity while creating a new economy. And the best part is we all work in teams and we help each other succeed. You know, I don't know any other business out there like it. You're just fortunate, you know, that you're now part of a company that would create more six- and seven-figure earners than any other company, business, or industry out there just by converting spending into earning. So congratulations to everyone on this call.
That's great. And Gary?
Here's what I would say, Lisa and Elizabeth, is that you can start this business, and almost everyone does, without understanding it, without really believing it, without knowing, you know, the huge potential that it really has. And the biggest myth, I think, that floats around in our business is that you don't have time, or that
right.
you have to wait for some big block of time before you can take meaningful action. But the truth is these three-way calls and these calls that we get people to do, they happen in, you know, in a couple minutes. They happen in, you know, in far less than 5 minutes, typically when they're done properly. And so I think that urgency is consistency. You know, the importance of doing a little bit every day so you don't get stale and you don't have to ramp up and relearn what you used to know and feel is very, very important. And also urgency is very, very compelling. And you have to get people not to take so long between the steps. The point of every one of our appointments we make with people is really, you know, ultimately to set the next one so that over time they become more and more comfortable and they really start to catch the vision of what we're doing and they become part of a team. And that really, I think, is what really, really gets people on board. So I spend those 10 minutes, those 10-minute calls as often as possible, it kind of accelerating or compressing the time that it takes to get to the next step more quickly than a new person would have done it on their own. So that's kind of my role in on the phone with them. As far as where this company is going, I mean, you know, the proof is in the pudding so far. We've never had a down quarter. Everyone who warned us that, you know, quote unquote, these things don't last, they've all eaten their words. I mean, we're into our third decade now of a very, very successful business. And so we're not on trial, markandamericanchef.com. We don't really have anything to prove. It's now just the question of who will expose it to and will their timing be correct for them. Best decision I've ever made was taking the first and second step with this company.
Yeah, we're living our dreams here. Thank you both. Everybody knows how passionate I am. Obviously, I wouldn't be taking my two children on board when they turn 18, and that's all they talk about.
By the way, Lisa, My two children just registered.
You told me that the other day. So
yeah,
I think, Elizabeth,
I
have to say something to the people on this call that we're bringing our children on board. And if we feel that our children can be successful, also Joanne, she and I saw her son on board after he attended many years of college. And we all know that Olivia Lee has done very well. So these are franchise owners that have been successful. Their kids did not come on board right away, but after finishing college and 2 years out in the workplace, they decided to come on board. So lead with your heart, everyone. This is, to me, the best business model I've ever seen. Every time I see it, I'm ready to come on board again.
Yeah.
And I look forward to a great future with this company and spending a lot of time with the two of you, my very dear friends. And thank
you,
everybody.
Guys. Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for being on the call.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.